Yeah, it's the top. Before your top stories. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Steve. The senior women's handball team will at 11 a.m. take on Guinea in their opening match of the 26th African Women's Handball Championship, taking place in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Indomitable Lions goalkeeper Andre Onana wins 2024 FIFA Pro Merit Award for his humanitarian activities. Out of the country, Robert Lewandowski last night became the third player to score 100 UEFA Champions League goals after Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. Those were the top stories. Now the news in full. The senior women's handball team of Cameroon will play against Guinea in their opening match of the 26th African Women's Handball Championship that kicks off today in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo. The handball Lionesses are drawn in Pool B in the 12 Nations Tournament and they have to play 5 group matches. Harrison Ashotiko presents their group opponent in this report.
The Matthias Gymnasium in Kinshasa, the Democratic Republic of Congo, will host the 12 countries involved in the championship. The senior women's handball team of Cameroon are drawn in Pool B alongside the host country, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Guinea, Tunisia, Uganda, and Angola. The handball Lionesses will open their campaign in the competition this Wednesday against Guinea, who have participated 5 times in the event and are yet to reach the semis. Their second group match will be on Thursday against the host country, who have 12 appearances in the competition, and their best performance was in 2014 when they secured a silver medal. On Saturday, Coach Mangala Serge and his girls will play against Uganda, who are making a comeback in the competition after 40 years. Their last participation was in 1979. The real test for Cameroon will be in their day 4 outing against their toughest opponent, Angola, who has won the championship 15 times. The handball Lionesses, who lost 2 finals in 2021 and 2022 to the Pearls of Angola, will be hoping for a revenge. In the meantime, their last group match will be against 3-time winners, Tunisia, who are also a very experienced side. The 26th Women's African Handball Championship that kicks off this Wednesday will run to the 7th of December 2024.
Harrison Ashotiko reporting. Still on one of our top stories, Andre Onana has been awarded the 2024 FIFA Pro Merit Award for the impact of the Andre Onana Foundation, which provides vital medical care and surgical interventions to nearly 500 children every year in sub-Saharan Africa. Additionally, the National Footballers Syndicate has won the Union Impact Award for their initiative in Cameroon football, notably the barometer which was created to improve the well-being of professional footballers in Cameroon. This was announced during the FIFA Pro General Assembly, which kicked off this Tuesday in Indonesia. Indomitable Lions goalkeeper Andre Onana, while receiving the award, disclosed that he is motivated to give part to his to give back to the less privileged because he received help throughout his young career. Let's listen to him.
On my way to Manchester, passing by Holland, Italy, or Barcelona, I had people in the way who helped me. They give me the hands. When I was down, they would make me stand up, so they helped me a lot to have the feeling like I have to look back and try to support others, because big brothers in the past did this for me. So I feel like it's a big responsibility for me to do it. I'm very proud for what we are doing. I'm proud for the people. I'm very happy with the work of the people who are helping me to make this happen. So I would like to thank FIFA Pro for this big gift for my foundation. And also I would like to thank CIMAFOB from Cameroon. Now our main priority is to impact as many people we can in the world.
Indomitable Lions goalkeeper Andre Onana talking there to the press. The 5th edition of the Guinness Women's Super League will kick off this Saturday with 12 clubs to take part in the competition. In the build-up to the new season, the clubs from the Centre region involved in the competition have expressed their readiness for the competition. Anne Umeko tells us more from CLTV Centre.
Vision Football, AS Awa, Eclair Football Femme de Sa, Amazon Fab, Lekki Football Girls in Love Minprove are teams recognized in the Center Region to take part in upcoming Act 5 of Guinness Super League with kick-off slated for next Saturday here in Yaoundé. At the different headquarters of these clubs, all is calm and the various coaches are confident. Melvis Tanto is the assistant coach of Lekki Football Girls.
We are doing everything to maintain the tactical area of the team. All this put together, we are united and we don't play with our rules and regulations, knowing that we lost our president some months ago. So this new season, we want to do our best.
Love Minprove is preparing, just like others, though many players have left the team. Gatian Pechens Ebanga is the coach of Love Minprove.
The team arrived the Cameroon Cup final but failed first to Lekki Girls. We have new ambitions, though many have left. We are managing with the girls available.
In the last season, Lekki Football Girls emerged a winner of the Cameroon Cup and winner of the Champions Trophy. They are not lying low as they keep training to maintain the lead. All teams from the Central Region have reassured they are ready for the next season and are only waiting to face their opponents. Anne Omeko, reporting from CRTV Center.
The National Federation of University Sports, FENASU, is actively sensitizing actors on the new format and stakes of the university games, which will be played in four zones with the finals to be staged in Ebolova in 2026. An information seminar on the new format of the Zonal University Championships and the national finals of the university games was chaired by the rector of the University of Chang, who doubles as the current president of the National Federation of University Sports, Professor Roger Safak Namfoso, this Tuesday, November the 26th. Details with Isaac Ngongkum.
As announced at the end of the 2024 University Games in Garowa, the format has changed to accommodate more participants and render the competition more entertaining. The information seminar in Chang, one of the host centers of the 2025 Zona University Championships, seeks to enlighten participants on the new format. Professor Roger Chafag Namfoso is the current president of the National Federation of University Sports in Cameroon.
We will have four zonal champions in Chang, putting together university private and public from West and Northwest, in Boya, putting together Southwest and Littoral, in Bertois, putting together Center, South and East, and one in Marwa, putting together Adamawa, North and Far North.
With over 500 university institutions in Cameroon, the new format will avail organizers the opportunity to promote inclusion.
The new is about inclusion, more participation, decreasing cost, and more efficiency.
Expectations are therefore high from across the national territory as both state and private universities gear up for the 2026 national finals of the University Games in Ebolova, South Region. Isaac Ngongkum, CLTV News, Chang.
Out of the country, Robert Lewandowski netted his 100th UEFA Champions League goal last night in FC Barcelona's 3-0 win over Brest. AC Milan won Slovan Bratislava 3-2. Athletic humbled Sparta Prague 6-0. Bayern Leverkusen humiliated RB Salzburg by 5-0. Atalanta whitewashed Young Boys 6-1. Arsenal showed no mercy to Sporting with a 5-1 win. Bayern Munich won Paris Saint-Germain 1-0, while Manchester City and Feyenoord played 3-3 draw. Tonight, Real Madrid will take on Liverpool in one of the remaining top day five fixtures. And that was the 7:30 a.m. sports news brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening. The matinee de la CRTV continues with Steve Chega.